Could have been under it when it fell. Probably not the idiot that installed it. He's probably home in bed right now. Down State Street, minding your own business, the next second, bam, you're shredded beef. Makes you think, doesn't it? I mean, we all have things we want to do in this life. I do, you do. Before we get a chance to do them, some window falls on you. Some truck flattens you, or you catch some disease.
Oh, not contagious.
Now, Marty here. Oh, Carl, you know Martin Harvey, 16th floor, new products, Marty Carl Pressman. Marty wants to write a novel. I mean, that's what he told me. So what are you going to write about, Marty? Adventures and new product development?
No. I just said someday.
Well, my point exactly. Someday.
Martin Harvey?
Son of a lie.
Someday I'll retire to Wisconsin. Someday we'll all have more time for our kids. Someday Marty will do something worth writing about. Well, what if someday never comes and this is all there is, huh? Huh? Oh, my floor. Coming through. Come on, folks. Let's go. Step lively. Come on.
Coming off.
How are you? Well, it's not going to happen at that price. That's all there is to it.
Stop it. I have a couple of pieces of really big news.
Well, let's see here. You've got 532 square feet. Right. So there's no way you're going to come in under $1,600. Right. Uh-huh. Well, I do too, but listen, I've just got one word to say to you, and that's congolium. Right.
I've been hurt.
Uh-huh. Well, no, no. Clearly we both prefer tile. I mean, there's just no question. You know what, Mrs. Holst? I'll call you right back. Is that all right? Great, because... No, and don't sign anything till you talk to me. Great. Great. Mm-hmm. Fine. Great. Okay. Soon. Bye. Martin?
What are you doing?
So ugly. I'm home! Martin! Mom! Mark! Mom!
Martin!
Mom!
Doing up there?
Remember my Uncle William, the guy who ran off, sailed off in 1962 and never came back?
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't tell me.
He's back? Well, and let me guess. He's coming here for a visit, right? Honey, I can't. I really can't. This has just been the worst possible week.
Don't worry. He's not coming to visit.
Well, thank God.
He's dead. There I am, the last time I saw him. Yeah, and he left us that.
What, an old boat steering wheel?
No, it's not just the helm. It's everything the helm is attached to.
You inherited an old boat.
Wow, we're getting a boat? Too cool.
Ben, remember our discussion about eavesdropping?
Okay, but we're getting a boat?
Your father and I have to talk about it.
All right, we're getting a boat.
It's not just an old boat. He bought it from the Clark Gable estate, for God's sake.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. So I phoned 3 boat brokers. She's worth over $250,000.
Get out of here! Honey, we can really use that money.
Yeah.
We can get out from under the second on the house and pay off the credit card debt. Oh, this is great. How quick can we sell it?
Well, there's one little catch, and it's on this island, San Pomme de Terre. Isn't this so romantic?
That means potato.
No, it doesn't. Now, it has to be brought to Miami if we want to sell it.
Yes, it does, honey. So, it means Saint Potato.
Catherine, it's not the point, really, okay? The point is, we can sail it ourselves.
We don't know anything about sailing.
But we don't have to, because it's got an engine. You know, we can put it under power until we get the hang of sailing.
Honey, I don't care if it has an engine or not. We don't know how to drive a boat.
Yeah, well, I figured that out. You see, the Caribbean is filled with boat captains. So what we do is we hire a boat captain. He takes the boat to Miami with us, teaching us how to sail at the same time.
Mm,
see,
mm-hmm.
30, 45 days under sail. An adventure. What do you mean, mm-mm?
Well, what could I mean? Mm-mm. No. Honey, we can't do this right now. I mean, we can't do it. This is what we'll do. We'll get a boat mover. They've got to have them, right?
Yeah.
And we'll just have the boat mover
bring
it from there.
You're missing the whole point. It's about a spontaneous moment here that we just grab at.
We'll be spontaneous when we have time. Okay.
This is Ben Harvey. And it's kind of important.
And we've got to pay taxes on whatever
you pay taxes.
And I mean, who knows how much we're actually going to make.
It's all about money. I'm talking about a lifetime experience.
Jason, guess what? We're getting a boat, man. Gotta go. I'll call you back.
Okay, who was thoughtless enough to put food on the kitchen table? Did you do this?
Do what, Mom?
All my modifications are washed off.
Catherine.
It's a week's worth of work.
Catherine, honest to God, listen to yourself. You know, floor covering from window treatments has now become the biggest thing in your life.
Yeah.
I don't think we're paying enough attention to our children.
Dad,
would you please stop interrupting? We're trying to have a family discussion here.
What about your job, huh? What about my clients? And let's talk about the fact that we have children that are in school.
I'll take them out of school.
Awesome!
Oh, come on!
Oh, you really think we're getting our educational dollars worth there? What's 2 plus 3? At least we're going to broaden their horizons.
Five!
Attaboy. You know,
don't you try to guilt trip me like this.
I'm trying to guilt trip you into anything. That's totally
you
incorrect.
Are.
No,
you
not.
Are.
No, I'm not.
You
Look,
always do
it
this
is pathetic,
to me.
Catherine. We have an 11-year-old boy and a 16-year-old daughter who know nothing about life.
Check this out, okay?
This is so cool!
What can I say to make you at least consider it?
I can't think of anything that anyone could say to make me want to drop everything, go to the other side of the world to a place that no one's ever even heard of.
Oh. Mom, Dad, guess what? I got engaged.
Yo, Mom, Dad.
What?
These are some of your uncle's things, removed for safekeeping. We took the liberty of burying him in a place overlooking the water.
Oh, it's very nice of you to do
that. Very nice.
We are due. We have no refrigeration facilities, and after 6 days...
We understand. That's fine. Thank you.
Okay, nice. Take a look.
Oh, honey, is that it? It looks like something out of Adventures in Paradise. Are you kidding?
Of course, that was taken a few years ago, but isn't she a classic?
Hey, Catherine! Kid, you gotta see this. It's way better than you would think. He just needs a little work. It's great. Come on, Catherine, come on.
I'll be right back.
Come on, let's go.
Shoe selection.
Well, oh, sorry. What do you think?
Honey.
We just look at this. You gotta see this.
My fault. You're the one that got engaged.
Well, you're the one that went ballistic over getting a boat.
A steamboat!
Don't push me!
Ah!
Ben!
Oh, please.
Mom, Ben found the water!
Honey? Honey, we're coming!
You push me!
Ben
pushed me first! No, he's not supposed to
ben,
touch me!
Ben, swim to the
ben,
side!
Ben,
ben,
don't let it hit you!
Oh, yeah. Honey,
water
yeah.
in the
door. Okay, stop it! Don't let that water get in your mouth. It'll give you diphtheria or something.
Hey.
Daddy's
coming. Here, Ben. Donaldson Yacht Brokers. Uh-huh. All right, hold on, hold on. It's Mr. Harvey, and it's a bad connection.
Yes, Mr. Harvey. How are you? We just received the specs on the boat from the lawyers for the estate. It seems it hasn't been surveyed since 1967. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, well, yes, yes. I'm actually looking at it now. Uh-huh. Well, I'm just wondering... Yeah, could you hold on 1 second, please?
Excuse me, I'm going to be a little bit here. I can signal you when I'm through.
Yeah, I was wondering what it would be worth in less than perfect condition.
I see. I'll tell you what. You get it up here and we'll take a look-see. Not at all. Bye-bye now. Patty.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to send Chuck Petrie down to skipper that Harvey boat.
Mm.
Changed my mind. Just find him somebody local.
A local? In San Palm de Terre?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Hear the Harvey boat?
Who wants to know?
Captain Ron.
Hey, are you the captain?
Yeah, Ron Rico. Call me Captain Ron, boss. Everybody does.
Hi, Captain Ron. Martin Harvey. Like to meet my wife and kids?
Yeah, hi, Mrs. Harvey. You old dog, if she keeps your clock wound, huh?
No, that's my daughter, Caroline.
Oh, hey, my mistake. Now, hi, a bit.
Hi. Caroline, honey, maybe you should, you know, put on some more clothes.
This is my wife, Catherine.
Hey, what's happening, kitty?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Whoa!
And my son, Ben?
Hey, say, it's what?
Man! What happened to your eye?
Maybe that's rude.
Ah, that's all right. Shark attack, Swap.
A shark ate your eye?
Yeah, it happened when I went down off the coast of Australia.
Your boat sank?
Oh, no. Not my boat. My boss's boat. Yeah, we hit this reef, you son of a bitch. Ran the whole coast.
Wait, the Great Barrier Reef?
You heard of it, huh? Smart lady. Well, let's check this thing out, see what kind of trouble this stuff's really in, huh, boss?
Yeah, just go, the engine is,
Honey?
Yeah?
Honey, did we get a resume on him?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. You know what I mean? It's already gonna work. You know?
Okay.
Ah, there's no problem. I'm gonna just go down and show him a few things. The tools are on.
You know, I think we should tell him we don't know that much about boats.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it, dear.
Well, it's a genuine article, all right. Fairchild Marine, 1,200 ponies.
Whoa.
It drips a lot of oil, doesn't it?
Hey, all diesels do that.
All diesels do that, honey.
Yeah. Diesels love their oil like a sailor loves his rum.
Yes, they do. Why is that, Captain Ron?
Well, nobody knows. Huh. All right. Now, we're going to have to check the oil and fill her up every morning before we run up. It's a greasy job, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, Ben, that sounds like a good job.
It's too important, boss. You better do it. Yeah, it'll take it out of the trash, Swap.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Ben.
Hey, Swap. Come here. Listen up. On the way where shipboard is, you do your job. You do it good, you get a better job. Maybe you get promoted from Swap to mate. All right. Get on it. Yeah, sort of incentive kind of a deal, huh?
Ah, it's good.
Yeah, incentives are important. Learn that in rehab.
It's ridiculous.
What we got here? Oh, well, you got a little dry rot here, boss. That's okay. Everyone's got it.
Every boat's got it.
You're lucky. Yours is above the waterline. Well, most of it anyway. All right, let's kick the tires and light the fires, huh?
That way. We gotta make sure everything's ship shape. Like that?
Yeah, you're right, that boss. All right?
Yeah.
Besides, swallow a bar of my buddy's car.
What car? Did he come in a car?
I don't see one.
He said his friend's car.
You know, on second thought, what the hell? We gotta get started sometime, right?
And they'll look like a pizza. People think a good complexion was on trees.
Wait a minute. We don't even know if this thing is safe or not.
Well, the best way to find out is get her out on the ocean, kitty. Anything's gonna happen, it's gonna happen out there.
But we don't have any supplies.
Yeah, we'll pick them up at St. Hogbox, about 30 miles.
Pretty sure we got enough fuel to make it. Push that for us.
All right!
Keep your eyes out there. Oh, you look kind of natural there.
Thank you.
Spend much time on the water?
Yeah, some, when I was a kid.
It shows. All right. Well, just keep her pointed due north. Don't bump into anything. I'm going to get some shut-eye.
Cameron? Should...
Sweetie, be careful. Yeah. Honey, are you okay?
It's fine.
You're comfortable doing this.
Well, next stop, St. Hog. About 35 miles, I think, due north. Isn't this great? Look at this. Open ocean, uncharted island. Who knows what's waiting for us up there? Come on.
Log entry, day 2. The adventure begins. What a thrill it is to be leaving the turmoil of civilization behind us.
Break, huh? Guess we'll have to go home now.
Catherine, is he okay? Catherine!
I didn't do it, I swear!
Oh.
What? Oh. Where am I? Sorry, Kitty. I do that when I sleep, and it keeps the light out.
What about your other eye?
Glass one.
Too cool.
Yeah. Went in a crap game a few years back. How we doing up on deck here?
Oh, this is...
I know. I don't want to hear about it.
You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good job, boss.
Slow down. There are boats all over the place.
Don't worry. They'll get out of the way.
We're not driving to Saratoga.
The USS Saratoga?
Yeah, the old Sarah.
Slow down. Are you crazy?
All right, get ready to kick those fenders over, boss.
Yeah. Fenders, whatever the fenders.
Yeah, those rubber bumper things right up there.
Hold on!
Rubber bumper what?
Things. Hurry, just hang on to them. We're coming in too fast.
Hold on. Get on your...
Let's tie her off and kick back some cold ones, huh? Hey, Gummit's here.
You wait a minute.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with a margarita, huh?
Yeah.
Hey!
I got it. I was a little nervous about that.
I don't know why. He obviously knows what he's doing.
Tell me where you've been last night, Caroline. Tell me where you've been last night, Caroline.
But I miss Chicago. I mean, the Gas Club's there, and it's really cool. I am engaged. But it's kind of informal. Like, not a problem. Oh, God, I gotta go. I'll see if I can make it.
Take your bundle and go, Caroline.
Bye-bye.
Because we're spending money so free that everybody should see. Take your bundle and go.
What do you think about Captain Ron? I mean, I would be certainly willing to tie someone else if you're not comfortable with him. I think it's important that you're...
No, I think he's fine. I mean, he seems to know what he's doing. He was in the Navy.
Yeah. All right. What about the eye thing, though?
Oh, honey, I would never fire anybody because they were physically challenged.
No.
Frankly, I admire him. I mean, really, when you think about the way he parked that boat, it was unbelievable. I mean, especially for somebody with no depth perception as we know it.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's good.
Take your bundle and go, Caroline. I said to take your bundle and go, Caroline. Because the family money's a ring.
Where is she? She said you need us out front.
Would you just trust her?
Hi,
how
honey.
Was it?
Oh, it's very cool. They got rainforest.
Let's see. I told you. Did I tell you?
Let me see.
Hi.
So you see, that's
very friendly. That's not what you get at
home. Tell me where you've been last night, Caroline.
Now, I've done a lot of research, and I plot out our course for the whole trip.
I know this is old stuff to you, having been a helmsman in an aircraft carrier.
Well, I just steered the Sarah, boss. Don't really navigate. Hey, Swab, you want to give me another brisky?
Sure. Come
on. What I mean is, you know these waters pretty well, right? Oh, yeah, no problem there. And besides, if we get lost, just got to pull in somewheres and ask directions.
You know, Martin, I've never heard of most of these places you have stopping.
Kate, that's the point of the whole trip. I mean, it's an adventure. Who wants to stay in a place like this every night? See, I mean, we can visit
We can visit sponge fishermen there and an old monastery here and fabulous rock formations and an old Spanish fort. And then we stay on course and on schedule. We'll be there for carnival.
Where?
There, San Juan.
Now that sounds like fun to me. Carnival.
Yeah. Well, where is that again exactly, Bob?
San Juan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there it is. I'll just leave this with you.
Yeah. Okay, Ron. That's good, boss. I'll give her a good study time. Yeah.
So, I thought maybe we go below.
All of us?
No, it's you and me.
Hmm. You and me,
Dad, I think Mom and I are going to turn in.
What are you doing?
Well, Don comes early on a boat. Right, Cap?
Yeah. Right about that, boss. Happens every morning, just about sunup.
But you guys can certainly stay up on deck for a while if you want. Maybe play a game or something.
Hey, now, there's a hell of an idea. How about a little dollar poker?
Oh, Captain Ron, I think we'll just stick to Monopoly.
It's just, you know.
No, I got you. Come on, Swap.
So what do you think, baby? First night in the boat.
Waves lapping against the hull. You, me, in our own floating palace.
Skipper, the palace walls are kind of thin. We're not alone.
Aha, not about that.
The shower.
And a little camouflage noise.
With you?
Party at the Dutch consulate. Nice map.
Nice dress.
If anyone asks, I went for a walk, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey!
Expensive night.
Well, now that you got a little coin in your jeans, Swab, I'd say we make the game interesting, huh?
Okay. Let's say 10 cents equals $100.
Mr. Big Stakes.
What's that sound?
Water pump.
Oh.
Hey, get your hands off that.
I was just moving it. I wasn't going to drink it.
You bet your little booty you wasn't. You want a beer, you get your own beer.
Mm. Honey, wait. Let me jump the shower. A little bit.
Mm.
What is that?
A threesome. Go nowhere.
Oh, where am I going to go?
Lucy, I'm home.
Hello. Suddenly got crowded again.
Just a little pet.
Oh. Wait. I dropped the
brush. Okay. Wait a second. Ouch! Okay. I can open the door. I got it. Oh, hold on. Wait a second.
Don't.
What? Hello?
Don't
show me.
Go down the drain. Oh, it went down the drain.
All right. Being all riddled, that's... $1.25.
You just have to turn off the water.
I'm trying to turn off the water.
Well, just...
This is a piece of junk.
Try to turn it the other way. Okay. Turn it the other way. What? What did you do? Did you drop it?
3 ounces. That's $3.75. That's 37 cents.
Well, that's half the money I have left.
Yeah, shit happens. Cough it up.
Oh, man, we're going to run out of water. Hang on.
Oh, by the way, you owe me $2.50 for the beer.
Oh, I got it. Please don't let my children find me drowned and naked in a shower.
There. Oh, see, we're fine.
Boss?
Yes, Captain Ron?
Yeah, shouldn't take long showers. Eats up the fresh water.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Hey, boss.
Yes, Captain Ron?
You know you got a mop handle wedged up against the door here?
Yes, I'm well aware of that. Thank you.
Here, boss. I'll just take
this.
No! Yeah, sorry, boss. I mean,
no, it's fine. No.
Well, I think everything's under control now, Captain Ron.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand cleaning up here.
No, that's okay. No, that'll be fine. Thank you.
We're good.
There's a lot of water.
Well, it's a boat. It's a boat.
It's okay. Well, I'll see you in the morning. Hey, you want me to close the door here, boss?
Yes.
It'd be nice.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey. You wouldn't be trying to cheat Captain Ron, though, would you, Slot?
No, honest. What happened?
Nothing. Playing hide the salami in the shower. Oh, come on, man.
Trip log, day 5, at sea. So far, our adventure has consisted of chipping, sanding, painting, and polishing. But I am happy to report the boat is starting to look a lot better.
You know, all you have to do to make this look really great is just clean up this wood. Oh, it's all wood.
However, I do have concerns about certain other aspects of the voyage.
Stand clear of the ladder, boss.
Concern is increasing about our captain. He lost our ladder, doesn't navigate, and in my opinion, steers badly.
All of a sudden, full metal jacket.
And you gotta learn the basics.
Yeah, and you gotta be prepared.
That's right.
I'm not talking Boy Scout prepared. I mean big time prepared.
Well, prepared for any kind of normal...
Yeah, that's the Caribbean, guys. El Caribe. Spanish Main. It's a land of voodoo and hoodoo and all kind of weird shit.
Whoa!
Yeah, I think all we really have to say, Captain Ron, is that it's important to know the fundamentals... And they're not that hard, right?
Right, right. They don't can learn this stuff. Now, boss, this rig is standing or running. Ah, kitty.
A red running, blue standing. standing.
You got it! Head of the class! All right, I'm going to see what you call that. What is it?
Help!
All right. Big one up top.
Thank you.
All right, we're jumping.
Okay, now remember, when we get the sails up, you can't go dead into the wind. You gotta take her off a little, right?
Go this way, go that way.
Huh? Yeah, ships like a woman responds to touch. Power of the wind in the sails. Oh, man. You feel it? Just gonna get your sea legs out this way.
Yeah.
Slide a little that way.
The thing to jamming was the thing of the past. The jamming.
Caroline, stop whining.
I'm not whining, I'm complaining. You guys said the Caribbean. I mean, same parts with Mick and share some kind of Club Med thing, not scrubbing decks in the SS Minnow.
Honey, really.
Ah! I'm not kidding, Mom. Being a galley slave holds no appeal for me.
Caroline,
why can't we take a princess cruise if we want to be out on the ocean?
Captain Ron, may I have the camera, please?
Yeah, sure, boss. I just, you know, I saw it down below. I thought I'd take a look. I didn't use any film, though.
Is that right? Let me tell you something. This is not a toy, okay? It's a highly complex piece of equipment.
Well, I can see that, boss. I mean, there are all kind of buttons there.
It came with a 64-page instruction book.
Back in a second.
I've read the entire thing. Have you?
I don't think so.
Excuse me. Captain Ron, I was wondering, are we going to be going to any more, like, human-type places?
Well, you heard of St. Croix.
Yeah.
We're going to the island just to the left of it.
What's it called?
Ted's.
Ted's...
It happens to have great historical significance.
Oh, yeah, it's probably a sponge fisherman's convention there. Or something more on rocks, like we haven't seen enough rocks.
Oh, she's really a great girl, boss. Oh, God, no. Yep, I think you might have broke this, boss.
Yeah?
Hey, Swab, give me another brewski.
Day 10. Sailing lessons continue about as well as can be expected under Captain Moron's direction.
Are you okay?
Don't worry, kitty. Could happen to anyone. Hey, Swab! Come here! And when you get down there, grab it, yank on the line twice, and I'll pull you. Oh, never mind, Swab. Listen, you go on with the boss, and I'll take care of it.
I have to say, guys, I think this is going to be one of the high points of the trip. I really do.
High points? This place doesn't even have a dock.
Yes, but it does have one of the best examples of Spanish fortifications in the entire West Indies. The cannons, the walls, they're all still here, everybody.
Hey, give me a double bongo bacon burger and a bongo dog, huh?
Chips, double BB with bacon and a bongo dog.
Honey, I don't get it. Why are you so upset?
The man took us to the wrong freaking island.
Martin? Oh, I mean, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. He's human.
Oh, yeah, prove it. Hey, kids, what do you say we make the best of this and explore the island?
Dad, I just ordered my chili fries.
How much should I have?
$3. All right, looky there. See? Everything's fine, honey. The kids are happy. Captain Ron's taking us out to lunch to make up for it. Let's just get something to eat, okay?
Captain, I have worked very, very hard to plan a spontaneous adventure, and Captain's Contagious over there is screwing it up.
Throw some music on that jukebox, huh?
Hey, boss! Hey, if you're going back, stay on the path. You know, there's gorillas in these woods.
Gorillas? Too cool.
Ben, honey, there are no gorillas. Not here.
Well, yeah, there is, boss.
Sorry, Captain Ron.
Gorillas are native to equatorial Africa. Okay? No gorillas, not here, no way.
Honey, honey, stay on the path, okay?
That was the hair bun.
I think he's got an attitude problem about you.
Who, the boss? Nah, they were like this. Well, I don't know. Some people do get jealous of me. There's a Navy thing. Hey. Mambo. How about it, man?
Oh, forget it. I can't dance this shot. No, you can't.
No? Check this out. Come on, kitty. You know how to move this.
Oh, I can't dance in these brown boat shoes.
I'll kick them off. Stay in the path, boss. There's gorillas in the woods.
I don't want National Geographic everywhere. Thank you. I can carry on my own.
Martin and I used to go dancing all the time.
Who chose?
One single gorilla anywhere around here, I'll eat it.
You could have said revolutionaries, freedom fighters. No, gorillas. He did it on purpose. You can see it in his eyes. Excuse me, his eye.
Martin, he'll hear you.
Let him hear me.
No, he did convince them to let you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You're dealing with a true humanitarian. This Terry Waite, Desmond Tutu, and Captain Ron. Pretty much the big three. Hey, boss, I just wanted to tell you.
Whoa, a little more dry rod here, huh?
Ah, don't worry about it. Listen, I fixed that winch handle you busted the other day, so try and be a little more careful with it next time, all right? Hey, what are you holding there in your hand?
Winch drum.
That's my girl!
Honey, don't start anything.
Just going down to get a bigger screwdriver. That's it.
What difference does it make?
I'm sick of being the thimble.
Well, I'm the top hat, so you can't be that. Be the battleship.
I'm the battleship. What's this?
Monopoly.
No, this!
245s and a Mac 10.
It's a Toto Macho trip, Dad. Just ignore it.
Where'd they come from?
Captain Ron traded the grills for him.
Yeah, I thought we ought to have him, boss, because, you know, we're getting into pirate waters here pretty quick.
What pirates?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Been to Disney World one too many times, have we, Captain Ron?
It's true, Dad. They come up on you in high-speed boats.
You know, I don't believe I've ever been to Disney World.
Oh, really?
I've been to Dollywood.
You guys are making me lose count.
All right.
We are not having guns on this boat.
Dad, you have to be able to fight off the pirates.
Yeah, if we don't, you know, they could steal the boat.
There are no pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know, Dad. That's what you said about the gorillas.
And I was right. He said gorilla, not gorilla. Gur. Go. Huge difference, kids. Huge difference.
Automatic weapons, Cap. How about that? Captain Ron thought we ought to have him to hold off and get this. Pirates.
Pirates?
Yeah. He actually traded. Hold on. Captain Ron!
Yeah, boss.
What pirates?
Hold on, Babyface. What did you trade for those guns?
Well, now, there's the beauty of it. Nothing. Nada.
See, they needed a lift into San Juan, and since we was heading there tomorrow anyway...
Look, this is my boat. You understand?
Yeah.
We aren't giving anyone a lift, especially a bunch of armed revolutionaries.
Whatever you say, boss. I'll just give them the guns back and the whole thing will be off. Is there a problem? All right, fellas, come on, give me a break here. Will you sit down?
Yeah. Jeez. Stand by to set the mainsail!
Here we go.
Revolution. All right, set the mainsail! Hey, babe! I'll just stand there watching them do it. Jump up there and guide those slides!
Hey, okay.
Careful.
Honey, be careful. Got it, Mom.
Try to control your excitement, Caroline. You love to show enthusiasm, don't you?
Wait, it's not even hang on. Oh, wait, come here. All right, keep us on a heading of 270. Got to. Come on, you guys. You've been through this. Nothing for you to do this. Babe, get on that winch. Bob, come on up here with me.
Yeah, okay.
He's up on that winch.
Careful.
Here we go.
Yeah. Let her up.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Come on up here, boss. Okay. Hand. All right, now. Bring it down. These son of a bitches hanged on here. It's going to be any good floating out there in the breeze.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Hold on.
No, Mom, because this is...
We're all set. Okay, take it up. Today, guys!
Sorry.
Let's go. Wait. Whoa. Hey, come here. Come on around the other side. You got to come around here, Bob. Watch what I'm doing here now. All right, take it up. You want to go below and cut the engine, kill the fuel lines? Ready? Yeah. There you go. All right, guys. Bombing us out friendly, huh? Give these guys some room to work. Kitty, babe, come on up here and jump on this mizzen man. That always pop.
Day 17 finds me in the clutches of revolutionaries, and my family in the clutches of Captain Ron. Next stop, Carnival in San Juan. Or so we thought. Look, guys, you gotta believe me. You have not been kidnapped. Captain Ron is a jerk. He gets lost. This is his second time in 2 days. So... Of course, they don't understand English. I don't speak Spanish. So obviously communications are going to be a hair thick.
Well, everything's cool, boss. It's like I told you. You know, we get lost, all we got to do is ask.
What?
Yeah, well, San Juan is behind us, about 20 miles. But, you know, hey, listen, the good news is that General Armando hardly blames you at all. You know, I explained it to him. It's the tides, man. They can either work for you or they can work against you. Hey!
I don't think she's waving at you, Captain Rose.
Not?
I sincerely doubt it.
Hey, Clarice! Babe! Who are you waving at? Thought so. You know, the second I saw Clarice, I knew where we was, because, you know, confidentially, I've had these problems with the tides before. I'm coming! You know, every time I'm up this way, she, Well, she wants my manhood, you know. It's just... Hey, have a good time, boss, because I'm gonna... Rise above it, Marty. Besides, you're probably missing hit the girl.
Dad!
Don't sneak up on me like that!
Dad, what's in the deck? Dad, the boat's on fire! Dad, the boat's on fire! Mom! Honey? Are you all right?
What do you... makes you think I'm not all right? Still there?
Well, I have to say this is worth getting lost for. This is absolutely gorgeous. I just wish that you could see it, honey.
I can see it. I just have these, you know, spots.
Waiting out. Oh.
No, that's fine. That's fine. What about Captain Ron? Can we talk about him?
I don't see how we can get rid of him. I mean, he's going to drive the boat.
I can drive the boat, Kate. You know, I mean, the doctor says that by tomorrow my retinas will be absolutely fine.
Well, I think we should wait till tomorrow. We'll be in San Juan, back in civilization. We can just sit down and figure out what's wrong, right? Tree.
Thank you.
You know, I have to admit, I was against all this, but getting a sales up this afternoon was quite a rush for all of us. And today, I discovered something in the cabin. I could show it to you if you want.
The American girls are very, what's the word, superficial?
Yeah. God, I really hate that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, like... I'm into different cultures and different ways of doing things. Like, we're watching Mr. Ed on TV the other day, and he's speaking French or something. And I was like, wow, he speaks French? That is so cool.
All right, General, you're up.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Boardwalk with three hotels, that's $6,000. Penny to the dollar, that $60 U.S.
So? The general says that's all the money he has.
Tell the general shit happens. Cough it up.
Did he who?
It's not like I hate the guy, you know, honey? I mean, I don't hate anybody. You know,
when
you think about it.
I can't wait for you to see this. It's so amazing.
What?
Come here. Look here.
Mom, can we get some drinks?
Yes, honey, they're in the...
blue cooler.
Okay. You can enforce?
Honey, you're a big boy. You can get them. Mommy and Daddy are busy.
Okay.
I found this while I was stripping these cameras down here. Look here. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that is... that's great.
Honey. Oh, your poor eyes. Come here. Here, feel. C, G, plus, C, L. Can you believe it?
C?
Didn't your uncle buy this boat from the Clark Gable estate?
Yeah.
Well, it's Clark Gable plus Carol Lombard.
That is great.
Honey, what? Think about it.
Great.
Gable and Lombard and this bed. Oh, honey, with those cute little cherub guys up there and everything. Isn't it just so...
amazing. And the ocean outside, it's like the most romantic thing I've ever imagined.
Well, once we get to San Juan, no more Captain Ron, right?
Whatever you say,
honey. Hey, who's rocking the boat down there? God.
It's the dawn of a new day. Charged by the best sex that we've had in, I would say, at least 3 years. Anyway, if you don't count that one time in the car. And the knowledge that Captain Ron is about to leave our lives forever. I feel great.
I am a man, a sea-going man. I've got a big...
Honey, let's not forget we have guests on the boat, if you know what I mean.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Hi there. Good seeing you.
Hola.
Hola.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
And como esta?
How are you doing, guys?
Good to see you, right over there.
Good morning, boss.
You know, I spent the night ashore because I figured the boat might be a little crowded.
Oh, that's mighty nice of you. Let me ask you something. How long is it going to take us to get to San Juan?
About 4 or 5 hours, tops.
And you're sure you know the way?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no problem there. I mean, any fool could find it.
Well, let's hope so, huh? Squall! They come on you fast! And they leave you fast!
Okay, everybody, not my fault. Every person, so don't panic. Make sure they're fast. Alright, here's an example. This Thai model. They highly recommend a bow. Go hard not, honey. You'll never get that undone.
Okay, listen, everybody. Nobody should worry about this. It's just a little squall. You know, they come on you fast, and they leave fast.
¡Cállense! ¡Cállense! Escúchame bien. Quiero saber si este barco se va a hundir.
¿Hundir?
No hundir. No hundir. We're not going to sink.
You folks don't want to be down here if she starts to break up.
Ha ha ha!
20. Survived storm at sea. Captain Ron is proving to be more cunning than originally suspected.
I don't think we can fire him now because he got us through the storm.
Catherine, he almost got us killed in that storm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you. You know, it's just that... you don't totally understand, I don't think.
He's eating my brain, okay? He's taking over our lives.
Honey, you're exaggerating. You really are.
Hey, look who I found dancing with all the pretty girls.
Oh, Dad, this is great.
Ben, you don't have to wear those glasses.
Oh, I really don't mind.
Honey, you know what? Let's stop wearing them.
Yeah, Kitty's right, Swap. You know, in major ports, I go without the patch myself on account it puts some people off. I don't like to draw attention to myself, so lose it.
You know, I got news for you, Ron. If I had a handmill right now, and you could get a load of your reflection.
Come on.
Great.
Okay, let's take a walk, shall we? Now, you kids, keep up. Okay, come on.
Hi.
Yes, I will, in fact, admit that I think Captain Ron's a little rough around the edges.
No. Honey, he is a psycho.
Well, you say psycho. I mean, what does that mean?
What? Help me out. I lost my eye. There it goes!
I love this. I love it! I mean, think of it. This is an experience of a lifetime.
Hang on. There it is!
Excuse me!
Will you please back off? I lost my eye, man!
And honey, Caroline hasn't once mentioned being engaged. And Ben...
Yeah, Ben, let me tell you something about Ben. I wanted this to be a fantastic bonding experience for the two of us. Father and son, and now he's bonding, all right? He's bonding with Captain Cyclops back there.
He's such a character. Honey, where are the kids?
They're there.
Ben!
They were right there.
Caroline!
Benjamin!
Sorry. Caroline!
No.
Come on, forget it. Come on, get up.
It never did fit anyway. Guess you gotta get them custom made.
Hey! Where's Mom and Dad?
I'm just saying, I don't think it was smart to mention that we brought revolutionaries onto the island. I'm not trying to start a fight. It's just my opinion.
I was just trying to impress upon them the kind of person I think Captain Ron is, that's all.
Mr. and Mrs. Harvey? I'm Bill Zachary from the U.S. State Department. I've got some good news for you.
Oh, you found our children.
No, but you're not being charged with subversion.
Hey, there's a break.
But you are being expelled from the island.
What? When?
Now.
Honey, where is your brother?
Oh, he's around here someplace. You guys!
see, it was Captain Ron's idea. He didn't want us wandering around on the street because he said something might happen to some kind of fan. And these people, we just had a party.
Honey, we thought you were in some kind of trouble or something. We were worried sick the whole time we were in jail.
You guys were in jail?
Yeah, no, just don't worry about jail, okay? Who's this guy?
This is Malva. Well, he doesn't speak a lot of English, but he's really cute. And he's a local artist. And Mom, Dad, guess what?
Don't tell me. You're engaged, right?
No, I didn't get engaged. Come on. I got tattooed.
Oh,
Mama did it. It's like this really cool little rose.
Are you saying...
Shh, honey, where did you get this tattoo?
At Mama's shop.
No, I mean where on your body?
Mom, private.
You let a guy with a spider on his head
do
something
Daddy.
Kind of private?
Well, you know, Dad, things could be a lot worse.
How?
Hey, what happened to the music?
Uh-oh.
Come through. Excuse me. Beep, beep. Sweetie?
Come back here.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Bob.
Ben!
Honey?
Ben!
Whoa, you hurt? See, I told you not to leave those bottles laying around.
You cretin.
No, Angeline's no cretin, boss. She's a Puerto Rican.
I'm not talking to Angeline.
We're just playing a game, Dad. It's Jet Monopoly.
What?
Well, that's just because we ran out of money. See, I mean, she's kicking our ass here, all right?
Where's Ben?
He went that way.
Don't hide from
me, sweetie. Tattooed my kids.
Ooh, here's this guy already. I don't like him a lot.
Dad, it's fake. It washes off.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Caroline's a fake, too?
Oh, that's real, boss. That's primo work.
You're fired.
Boss, wait a minute. Come on, let's at least have a dialogue here, boss, huh?
Captain Ron, I'm really sorry, but really, giving the children beer and bringing that woman around, you just can't have it.
Angeline's okay. Roscoe's the jerk.
Yeah, we saw Roscoe on our way in.
And you'll just see him again, then, if I don't get paid $500.
For what?
She had park place with three hotels, Dad.
Okay.
Wait a minute here, hang on. You just curb it a second, will you? Look, boss. Poor former boss.
What can I tell you, man? The woman had a system, all right? Now, I didn't get it figured out until just before you guys got back. Now, if you let us back in that game, I'm completely positive we can whittle that down some.
You whittle yourself out of my life, okay? And you, Miss Park Place, tell Roscoe you're not getting Jack.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, boss.
Yeah, well, I would. You're out of here.
Beat it. Get your tattoo back on that post.
Daddy, you're embarrassing me.
I'll do more than that if you don't get going.
Move!
Take some time to get over this. We'll get by somehow. We always do. I didn't think we'd survive this.
Don't worry, baby. In a couple of days, we'll be in Florida. We'll sell this stupid thing and we'll go home. And just forget about the whole thing. You know, it's something that seemed like a good idea one time.
Martin, you know that Roscoe man? Honey. So, think we'll ever see our boat again?
is. It's dry land.
Yeah!
Okay, no, first things first, okay. Just calm down, stay here, I'm gonna find out exactly where we are, okay?
All right, now, in 5.5 hours, the store's open, we can get some clean, dry clothes. So, in the meantime, I want everyone to dry off as best they can.
Back of the raft! Back of the raft!
What?
Go, get in the raft, go, just get in, get in, honey, get in. Back of the raft, would you let's go?
Martin, what is it? Puerto de Aguadilla. Prohibido el paso. You have its pass.
Look, let's just go to the most important part of the science, shall we?
Cuba. We're in Cuba?
Wouldn't you just know it?
So bad about Cuba. Yeah, I agree with Caroline. It's land. Yeah.
You're now agreeing with someone whose worldview is based on I Love Lucy reruns. The world's changed a lot since Ricky Ricardo. Trust me.
Honey, they did the Today Show in Cuba.
Oh, well, then let's just get some cigars and relax.
You don't have to be sarcastic. I'm
just
saying it's better that we're here. If it's safe enough for today's show, it's safe enough for us.
Oh, listen. This is a communist country. Since the breakup of the Soviet Union, there's tension everywhere.
All I care about is water, food, dry land, and dry clothes. I don't think it's all. Dad!
And we've ended up in the same spot as our boat? Isn't that a little odd?
Relatively speaking, no.
Relative to what?
Well, to the fact that the last 3 weeks.
Hey! Creep! Stay away! Stop! Good one, Caroline.
Be quiet. Shh! Everyone, be quiet.
Now, what are we gonna do?
What can we do? The sun is almost up. We're in an unfriendly country. We have no money, no passport. No reasonable explanation for even being here.
Well, we got our boat.
No, honey, I think if you look, you'll notice the pirates have our boat.
You know what? It's still our boat. We cleaned the stupid thing. We sailed it. It's ours.
What do you expect us to do?
Well, honey, I think she expects us to get it back.
Think about it, Catherine. Bloodthirsty, heavily armed pirates against the Harvey family. Guys, it would take a miracle.
What the hell are you doing?
Creating a diversion so I can rescue you.
We don't need you to rescue us.
Honey, I think we do.
Pirate! Just like you said, Captain.
Yeah, pirates are easy. It's the Cuban cops you gotta worry about. Grand Theft Auto's a major biggie around here.
Grand Theft Auto? Auto,
you stole this car?
Pirate bus.
Are there safe valves?
You know where to find us, Captain.
This kid just got lucky. That's your opinion.
Un troc. Ahí viene.
Dios.
cool. You totally faked those guys out. I'm really glad you're back, Captain Ron.
Yeah, I'm there for you, Swap.
Dad, he tries, but he usually screws things up. Not like you.
He'll lighten up, you know. Dad does the best he can. I mean, it's not his fault that...
Everything about you, you stupid ugly one. All right, everybody
grab
their shit.
Oh, no, he hasn't gotten it started yet.
Okay, hang on, hang on.
Mom?
You guys wait here a minute and I'll see if I can give him a hand.
Man, get down and stay down. Okay, Bell. Mom, slap off. Look. Okay, on board.
Yes, sure.
Oh no.
Oh, sorry, boss. Fell. I think I broke my leg.
What?
Oh, sure is. Let's go see.
Oh. Yay, Dad!
Yay, Ben! Get it? That's all right. I'm...
Stupid pirates. Who do they think they are, anyway?
Yeah.
Yes, we had it. I'm on video.
That's a good idea. We'll do this.
That was okay. So cool.
You show those guys or what?
You know about broken bones, huh?
Yeah. I took a break. So it's first thing. Of course.
Oh, it shows.
Yeah. All right, here. All right, now we're
going to
get a split. Oh, shoot, I was supposed to do the
split.
That's
all right. All right, kids. Nothing can stop us now. You go tell the boss that there's a small island out there, right? Los Palominos. It's on the chart.
Okay.
Anyway, all we got to do is get there. Everything's Jake. We're out of Cuban waters.
Do you smell something?
Dad, what's that?
Okay, now hold on. Not much point, boss. Bearings is burned out.
Well, what does that mean?
Means I forgot to fill it with oil.
Well, what do we do? It's gotta be something.
Well, Captain Ron can...
Not this time, Swap. I'm kind of out of action here. Bone's about to punch through the skin. Boss, them pirate guys usually don't like to lose. It's an honor kind of a deal with them. Mr. Harvey, I crossed these guys once before. And they can get to be a little messy, you know what I mean? Okay, on deck.
We're going to get the sails.
Dad, we don't
want to... You want to save this boat or not?
Yes.
Then let's go.
Okay, you heard your father. Come on, move it, quick.
All right. That's more like it. Now you're talking. You can do it, mate. I've never seen such sailors. Not in all my born days. I ain't naturals. By God, every one of you is naturals.
We're going to fucking die.
Okay, go on.
Nobody. Yeah, maybe.
Hey, come on, man. We're doing our job out here. You guys do yours. These people are taxpayers. This is a serious call for help out here.
That's different. We have dry rot.
Hey, there are children on this boat.
We have had enough.
Whoa, Mom, piss.
Out of you. Huh?
How much did you pay for this thing?
Feels a lot better now, boss. Yeah, I've always been a fast healer. You know, of course, I believe in Jesus, so that helps.
United States Coast Guard Cutter Daniel Pierman calling 60-foot catch off Los Palominos Island. Come in, please.
This is the Wanderer. Go ahead.
Commander L.W. Morgan sends his greetings, sir. May we speak with the captain, please? May we speak with the captain, please? Over.
That's you, boss. You're the captain now.
Day 30. New log. Old log having fallen into the hands of the pirates of the Caribbean. We said goodbye to Captain Ron today. He hadn't been in the States for 7 years. Something about the statute of limitations. I didn't ask questions. He kept his promise to Ben, promoting him from swab to mate.
Mate now.
Bye, Captain Ron.
He traded hair grooming tips with Caroline.
We're gonna miss you.
And he kissed Kat. In fact, I think he French kissed her.
You're a lucky man, boss.
Then, as suddenly and as mysteriously as he'd come into our lives, he was gone, and our adventure was over.
Come here. Got that Harvey boat coming in a few minutes. As soon as we sign the papers, I want to pull it out of the water.
You want it surveyed?
Yeah, it's a piece of junk. It's been stripped, the engine's had it. In fact, set it down back there and we'll cut her up for scrap next week and salvage what we can. Got it? Patty, let's go.
Just think, guys. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be home.
Look at it, we can do one of two things. Sell the boat, go back to Chicago, get back in our old routine. Or don't.
Okay, coming about.
Good.
Where are we going, Skipper?
I don't know.
But if we get lost, we'll just pull in some wares and ask direction.
Oh, boy. Look at that, Barbara. You think we'll ever be able to do that?
Yeah, sure you will, boss. Guaranteed. All right, Ben, let's light the fires and kick the tires, huh?
Push that back,
man.
Hang on a second.
Oh, looks like you forgot the cast off there, boss. That's okay. Could happen anyway.
Yeah. Listen, we just thought we'd check the boat out today, you know, because we just got it yesterday.
Ah, don't worry. Best thing to do is get her out in the ocean, boss. Anything's going to happen. It's going to happen out there, right, Ben?
Yeah, let's go. Whoa! Yeah, well, just take it easy, because there's a lot of boats out there.
Ah, don't worry about it. They'll get out of our way, believe me. I learned that driving to Saratoga.
Thank you.